Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I don't want to be anti-Philly today. I should be embracing things I like about Philadelphia because we have to root for the Flyers tonight.
And you're still
tonight.
Getting mad.
I am.
You literally are just getting mad. You're the king of being mad.
I don't want the season to end, and I don't want to have to come in here tomorrow and do an autopsy on things and already like look ahead to what needs to be fixed or what needs
before
to be
before the
done.
Last game is even played.
Yeah, because we'll have April, May, June. We'll have 3 months of just twiddling our thumbs because they can't do anything till we get to July.
Right.
We know they're not going to fire Mike Sullivan. The big thing we'll be sitting on is, are they going to fire Todd Reirden, their power play coach? And I'm sorry, they should. That should be an obvious thing. But it's not exactly like something that has people captivated, like waiting on Matt Canada to get fired, an assistant hockey coach.
Sure.
And that's like, if they are going to scapegoat anyone or anything for them falling short and having Philadelphia not come through or Montreal not come through, like, that's it. Gentile went on with Starkey last hour and said they're just going to run it back with their goalies next year.
Well, how do
let's
you,
find
how
the,
do you
let's
move
get
Jari?
Out the dictionary and do the definition of insanity, people. Let's just keep it going.
For argument's sake here, just to play devil's advocate, say they did that. They've gotten largely bad goaltending from much of the second half of the year. Nedeljkovic went on a run, but before that, Jari stunk. Let's say their power play went from 31st in the league or whatever to 15th. Presumably, it would probably be good enough then. The gap in goals
cool.
they'd score would be enough you'd be in the playoffs.
Yeah, cool. They make the playoffs, and then Jari starts a playoff series and looks like crap, and they lose in six, or maybe he doesn't even get to the playoffs healthy because that's always also been a concern for him. And, yeah, congratulations. You go from 91 points to, like, 99 or 100, and then you get beat in the first round by Carolina or somebody like that next year if you're just running it back with Jari.
But you are the guy saying right now, I desperately hope they get to the playoffs.
Because I don't think
year.
Jari's going to play. I think Nedeljkovic, and a little bit of my confidence in Nedeljkovic was restored by the way he played last night.
Which, by the way, is why they should have started Jari against Boston and just tried to guarantee. I mean, granted, it didn't kill Ned because he played well last night, but they still should have probably just
given him a breather.
Yes.
Yeah, if you're going to lose a game, at least have some kind of silver lining to it, like your goaltender getting
correct me if I'm wrong,
rested.
Too, about Reirden. Not only does he run the power play, which is not something I'd want to be associated with if I were Todd Reirden, isn't he also in charge of, like, kind of watching over their defensemen in general?
Yeah.
So not only does he run the unit
yeah,
on the team.
He deploys their defense.
Right. And what is the reason that they are in this little jackpot? If we are forgetting all the stuff that happened early in the season, Erik Karlsson, Mr. $11 million man, making two of the dumbest plays I've ever seen. To let Detroit back in that game.
Yeah, it was
a point that now looms very large.
It felt too little too late from him last night. He played an excellent game and honestly made, I think, his best play as a Penguin.
Yeah, the shot,
that
the fake shot pass was perfect.
Was awesome.
But guess what? I watched him make against Detroit. I've never laced up skates and played hockey in my life. I can barely get on the ice and move, okay? But the two plays he made to bring Detroit back into that game, when winning in regulation would have basically killed them dead, are two of the worst plays I've ever seen, such that I gasped when he made them before the goal even happened, mm-hmm. in that millisecond of time you had, because they were that bad. That's Reardon's too, to wear. He's deploying them. He's coaching them.
Here's a question for you, and we can maybe get more into this tomorrow. We'll have to if it goes this way. If they win, or if they get what they need tonight,
yeah.
If they get the Montreal win and Philadelphia win.
And by the way, both of those teams can technically win in overtime. because that would put the other two at 90 points, and the Penguins would still have the tiebreakers.
Yep.
So they don't have to win in regulation. They just, those two teams need to win, period, by hook or crook.
So if they win,
yeah,
and then the Penguins play Islanders backups tomorrow,
because they have nothing to play for. They're locked in against the Canes.
What percentage would you give the Penguins to going there and still finding a way to blow that game? Like, we get the breaks tonight.
55 to 60%.
We come in tomorrow and we're ecstatic that they're still alive. They still have a pulse.
Because I think the Islanders are
cheering for the Flyers. We're thanking them.
How many guys realistically could the Islanders rest in that game?
We're praising Torts.
Seriously. How many guys could they rest?
Well, I think they can call guys up. I think they can get, they can play funny business with that.
As long as they would play the identity line, the Cizikas, Matt Martin, Cal Clutterbuck line, I would just assume bad things were afoot for the
Penguins. I don't think they would. I don't think they will.
I would give the Penguins, though, a greater than 50% chance of screwing it up, because why would I think anything different with the way this season's gone? Seriously. Here, can't you imagine this? Penguins up 3-1, 5 minutes left in the third period. They have completely controlled play. Nedeljkovic has looked great. Here comes Erik Karlsson pinching down for no reason whatsoever. Hey, Erik, what are you doing? 2-on-1 the other way, 3-2. Something horrible happens. Malkin loses his mind, takes a penalty, 3-3.
No, they've got to win. I actually think losing that game would be worse than the Chicago loss at the end of last year.
Even though it's an obviously better team.
If New York's playing the American League version of the Islanders with AAA hockey players, and they're coasting for the start of the playoffs, and they lose, that's worse than a roster full of NHL players who are on a bad team, but they're still trying to, I think, in theory, win. I think this would be worse if they get the help tonight and then lose it to blow the playoffs tomorrow.
I just don't think that is out of the realm of possibility. Yeah, they have been so.
I put it at like 30%.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.